This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's happening so often that people are almost not paying attention anymore. Big tech censorship and canceling. It is almost expected that when someone is sharing news or information on Facebook that doesn't fit their narrative, that it could be removed. But how could holding a Facebook Live prayer gathering warrant removal? In this interview, Michael Evans Jr. explains the battle that he and his team are in for running the Jerusalem Prayer Team Facebook page. I'm John Matarazzo, and that interview is coming up right after this short message.
Challenge your church to live out God's love by equipping families in the developing world with clean water. It's as simple as walking or running World Vision's Global 6K for Water on May 22nd from wherever you are, individually or together. Every registration fee helps one person get lasting access to clean water, so every step you take is one they won't have to. Host a Global 6K and get your church on mission for clean water. Change the world at worldvision6k.org/charisma.
I'm John Matarazzo from Charisma News, and I'm joined by Michael Evans Jr., the CEO of Friends of Zion and the Facebook page, the Jerusalem Prayer Team. Michael, what is the Friends of Zion?
So the Friends of Zion is a museum and education center in Israel. And so I spend a lot of my time there. And we also do a lot of humanitarian work. You know, we're housing right now in some apartments that we built people from the south of Israel, some folks from the south of Israel who were under bombardment there. And so
you're actively housing people and taking care of them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. That's right.
That's cool. And how long has that been in operation?
We've been taking care of Holocaust survivors, at least helping to take care of Holocaust survivors for a long time, you know, years. Recently, we have finished some apartments in Jerusalem. We don't have Holocaust survivors in them yet. And so we converted them into spaces right now for these victims of terror. Yeah. So it's been the past week.
So that's great that you've been able to take the resources that you currently have and repurpose them for the need that you have in front of you right now.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome.
So basically, you know, the Friends of Zion is really our ministry, our work in Israel. Mm-hmm. And the Jerusalem Prayer Team is something that we do as well. That's a lot of what we do in the United States and abroad is Jerusalem Prayer Team stuff. And so, you know, what we do is we try to encourage and inspire people to pray for the Jewish people, to know their history, to have a biblical worldview, and to really, it's a prayer movement. You know, we've been praying for a long time there. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So the Jerusalem Prayer Team is, that's an active Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how many people are subscribers to that or followers of that?
Yeah, so the Jerusalem Prayer Team is a very active Facebook page, and it has somewhere in the number of 79 million followers total.
And so 79 million?
Exactly, 79 million. So there's a lot of people following the Jerusalem Prayer Team on Facebook. It's a unprecedented amount of people.
So that's not 729. That is 79, as in one less than 80 million.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. I think we really kicked it into high gear, just praying together, trying to go, okay, we've got this digital space. We have Facebook. Everybody's in lockdown a year ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a year ago, we really kicked it off going, hey, let's use this digital space to get together and to encourage people to pray. Because a year ago, people were really scared. You know, if you remember everything that was happening with COVID-19, people were afraid, people were understandably worried. And there was a lot of regulation as far as their activity and their movement across the globe, not just in America, everywhere. And so we started getting together. I started getting on our Jerusalem Prayer Team Facebook almost every day, you know, a really regular basis. We'd take prayer requests in the comments, but, you know, we'd always pray for people's protection. We'd always pray for people's peace. We'd always pray for God's provision in their lives, because a lot of people have maybe lost their jobs during that period or this or that. And then the other thing that we would always pray for is for Israel, because we're the Jerusalem Prayer Team. And so, you know, we wanted to get there and just bless the Jewish people and bless the nation of Israel and pray for peace in Jerusalem. And so after the war started, we just continued that. you know, and we said, hey, we're going to pray for peace in Jerusalem. We're going to pray for peace in Israel. We're going to pray for the Jewish people. We're going to pray for the Arab Israelis. We're going to pray for the Gentile Christians there. We're going to pray for an end to the bloodshed. And so that, that was our stance with all of that. Yeah.
And so you really kicked it into high gear during the whole COVID lockdown. Mm-hmm. And what type of opposition were you having early on?
You know what? During the COVID lockdown, we didn't have a lot of opposition. Every once in a while, you'd get somebody on there that was really blatantly anti-Semitic. And the things that they would call me were always slanderous, always, you know, inflammatory, insulting, sometimes really threats of like violence. You know, you can, you can even take it that way.
Against you personally or the organization?
I mean, you know, everything. I've seen everything from somebody calling me like a Jew pig in the comments to, you know, the other day it was flying by so quick. I couldn't get like a direct quote, but it was basically, you know, you better pray for when we nuke you. It was just, oh, wow. I've seen the craziest stuff on there. So my response has always been, you know what, I'm here praying. And if somebody's going to say some slanderous things, some derogatory stuff to me, basically, you know, I don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers of evil. And so hey, I'm going to pray for you. You know what I mean? We're gonna pray for you in this situation, and that's always been our stance. But with the war going on right now, it increased not tenfold. I mean, it increased like a hundredfold, where it was very obvious that there was a coordinated attack specifically against us. And part of me is like, well, wow, what people come together to go, hey, we've got to stop these folks from praying. You know, who does that? That's crazy. But there was very obviously a coordinated attack. You can even go on YouTube and you can pull up guys that have given instructions on YouTube of how to attack our Facebook page and help them get us shut down. Because they want to stop us from praying on it.
So prayer does work, and they're afraid of it.
You know, that, I mean, that's what I believe. If people are aware of that or not, you know, absolutely, prayer does work. That's what I always open up with. You know, prayer is powerful. It's even more powerful when we come together and when we pray together. And so, you know, I always open up with, you know, join me in prayer today. I want to invite you to pray with me wherever you are. So yeah, you know, that got somebody's attention for sure.
So then what happened recently? Because you reached out to let us know that you'd been shut down to some capacity. Is that correct?
Yeah. What happened was a group of anti-Semites in the Arab world got together and they made a coordinated attack to try to shut down our page. So they started posting slanderous things outside of just our page. They started posting instructions on how people can access our page and then report it as a fake page. So I believe what they actually did is they created also, and I might be wrong, I'm not like the tech guy, you know, but this is just from observation. They created their own Jerusalem prayer team Facebook page with something like 1,000 followers. And then they reported ours as fake to get us shut down there.
With the 79 million people that follow.
Yeah, exactly.
Little 1,000 follower page is causing this much.
Yeah, it's kind of humorous.
So what is currently happening? Where does things stand at the moment?
You know, right now we're in review. We're in review with Facebook. I'm hoping that they act with integrity and they restore our page and that there's some punitive action taken with those who honestly have attacked us in a manner that is comparable to hate speech. You know, they're the blatant anti-Semitism, blatant threats of violence, you know, slurs, everything across the board. So I hope that Facebook stands up with some integrity in this manner.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll definitely be praying for that because I know that that's a huge deal. This is not just something that you're doing because you've got nothing better to do. This is a part of your ministry. This is what God has called you to do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is direct opposition to the call of God on your life.
You know, absolutely. And, you know, particularly, like I said, when COVID came down and hit, it felt like it tied up so many people's hands as far as what they could personally do. Because, you know, a huge part of ministry is, you know, going out and feeding people. And that's something that we've done before in our ministry. A huge part of ministry is, you know, helping serve people in a physical capacity. And then all of a sudden you go, well, oh man, I can't do this right now. What can I do that matters? Prayer matters. We can get together. We can pray together. And so the fact that, you know, we're not a news outlet. You know what I mean? We're not, mm-hmm. we're not a political outlet.
Sure.
We're a prayer team. And so the fact that people are uniting to try to stop someone from praying is pretty egregious. It's pretty awful in my book.
And that would actually be kind of an encouraging thing to think about it that way, that prayer works, or otherwise the devil wouldn't care.
Exactly.
And he wouldn't send these people against you.
You know, that's exactly like the second when I saw the notification from Facebook that they had shut down our page. It was Saturday. I had just gotten back from my 7-year-old's little league game. And so his little baseball game. And I got home and I looked at my phone and I saw that, you know, this big notification when I went to open Facebook. Oh man. And then I texted everybody and I said, hey, we made the devil mad. You know, we just got canceled on Facebook because we made the devil mad.
So are people able to access the page currently, or it just doesn't exist?
No, it's unpublished right now.
It's unpublished. Okay. While this is pending, how do people get in touch with you? How do people follow along and pray along with you?
People can go to our website. You know, we've got other social media accounts, nothing that is on the scale of our Facebook account. That's by far our largest account. There's not just an analog to our ability to reach people on, let's say, Facebook Live and communicate with people there. I mean, during the pandemic, one prayer video I did, and just really basic stuff. I give like a 5-minute sermon, you know, just like a 5-minute encouragement, you know, whatever scripture God puts on my heart and something I can share with people. But then I pray for them. You know, one of those videos had something like 35 million views, which is just an amazing amount of views. We don't have an analog to that. You know, there's not something else that we can go to right now and go, hey, 35 million people come together and let's pray about this. But we do have, you know, other outlets that we can post on.
So how can people find those other outlets?
Yeah, I mean, they can go to JerusalemPrayerTeam.org. I'm sure that we'll post an update on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. So this just happened over the weekend and you are in the waiting process. And obviously we're going to be praying that this gets resolved and is favorable. We're just going to pray that God opens up the voice again.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, there's probably, you know, more than 1,000 people that are really part of that, even because, I mean, I have seen, or not that I can read it, but I have seen people have sent me articles from Al Jazeera about it. You know, there's, like I said, I've seen multiple YouTube videos of anti-Semitic people going, hey, this is how we're going to shut down their page. And so it's nuts. Yeah.
That is incredible that's happening that way. And you have a mainstream media source that is pointing people in your direction to say attack, basically, with Al Jazeera.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And they have a large audience.
Yeah.
So, wow, that is crazy. So we'll definitely make sure that try to point people in the right direction there. But any closing remarks before we wrap up? Anything that you want to encourage people with?
That prayer is powerful. I think that right now it's so important that we get together and that we pray together. Somebody can stop us from praying online, even in the climate that we live in today, in the world that we live in today, but they can't stop us from praying. And so I'm going to be praying. The Jerusalem Prayer Team is going to keep praying together. And I want to invite you to continue to pray with us, even while we're being blocked, even while we're being censored, even while we're being shut down. Continue to pray with us because we're continuing to pray.
After we recorded this interview, Michael sent me more information that had just been sent to him. A Jordanian hacker named Ahmed Saleh is claiming responsibility for getting the Jerusalem Prayer Team page shut down. Other radical Islamists are currently celebrating the removal of the page. Evans commented that Facebook got caught with its pants down. Facebook has been accused of being biased towards conservative media sources. This is a prime example of bias on steroids. It's, in my opinion, cyber terrorism based upon racism. I've contacted senator friends such as Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz, my dear friend, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Jared Kushner, and dozens of other political leaders to assist me with his fraudulent scheme to damage our good work. Stay tuned to CharismaNews.com for updates on this situation and more information as it comes out. I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma News. God bless you.